And open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2, and we'll look at verses 13 and 14. We're doing a short series called His Name Shall Be Called. Amen? Father, thank you for giving us utterance today. Thank you for grace deposits, divine impartations. I declare the Spirit of the Lord is upon each and every one of us. And the Spirit of the Lord is among us. Speak to us through the Word of God and by the Holy Ghost. And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. And everybody that agreed said amen.
Amen.
Verse 13, it says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill, or God's will toward men." In other words, let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? Now, this peace is a whole lot more meaning to it than the Western world's definition of peace. The Western world's definition of peace is the absence of war or the absence of turmoil or strife. But here's what the Spirit of the Lord was saying. That is this, that he came to give us much more than our Western definition of peace. He made peace available with God and of God to all of mankind. This is the prophecy that was fulfilled in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. You know it very well. You may just want to repeat it with me as it is on the screen. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Amen. Well, if you have Jesus in your heart, and how many of you do, raise both hands. If you have Jesus in your heart, you have his peace. Now, the biblical word for peace is shalom. The word shalom has to do with health. It has to do with prosperity. It has to do with wholeness. Years ago, a lady defined peace as nothing missing and nothing broken. Do you like that?
Yeah.
What this means is this. We can be whole in our spirit, whole in our mind, whole in our body, whole in our finances, and whole in our relationships.
Yeah.
And as I was preparing this message yesterday, this just dropped in my heart. What does it mean to be whole in your spirit? Of course, it means to be born again. But it also means to be filled with the Spirit. But wholeness in your spirit also can come into your life if your heart has been broken. You see, Jesus said this when he stood up for to read on the Sabbath. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." And one of the glorious things he said, "The Spirit of God is upon me to heal those that have been broken in heart." In other words, he can take what has been wounded and what has been broken in a person's life, and he can make it whole again. He can take the bruises. He can take the oppression. He can take the calamity, and he can cause his healing power to come into a heart and make that which has been broken because of life's calamities, because of life's stresses, and he can make it whole again. He can make it whole again. He can take a person that has been grief-stricken, and he can, by his presence and by his power, move into their hearts and take that which is broken and pour in brakasore. He can pour in the oil, and he can pour in the wine. And so I say, frekamasite, and so I speak a word over your hearts today. Place your hand over your heart today. Perhaps those that you have been wounded, perhaps those that of you that have been grief-stricken, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, move in, Holy Spirit. Move into this sanctuary today and bring forth your healing grace. May the touch of the Holy Ghost come upon you, and may fresh oil be poured upon you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you bracasse vrende bastia, that you pour in now. You pour in the oil and you pour in the wine.
Yes.
And now no longer look back, but look forward, because it's a new day. And my hand is upon you for good. And yea, even that which is broken, I'm making whole again, and I'm raising you up to be a blessing to others that have been broken. For through your words and through your hands, my anointing shall flow, and it shall go into the hearts of men and women and cause that which has been bruised to be whole again. Hallelujah. Come on, let's raise our hands right now. Raise our hands. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even as he was there for you, you will be there for others. Whole in your spirit, born again, filled with the Spirit. Amen. That which has been broken, whole again. Hallelujah. Whole again. Whole again. Say it with me. I speak wholeness over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. For he was wounded for us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. He can take a broken mind, a mind that has been plagued with anxiety, a mind that has been plagued with depression, even a mind that has been affected by addiction. He can take his power and his spirit, and he can take that which has been broken in your soul and make it whole again. For I hear the Lord saying, I am your restorer, I am your shepherd, and I will, and I do, even now, restore your soul. So cooperate with me, says the Lord, and in my word abide, and in my word live, and the word of God will change your thinking. It'll change even the chemicals in your brain. It'll cause you to be whole again in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, brakasande. Oh, rabashele branda rebesa. So we speak a word of wholeness to your souls. We speak a word of wholeness. Everybody has a point of contact. Just place your hands on your head in the name of Jesus. And declare this, soul, I declare that you are whole. No more depression for me. No anxiety for me. I declare healing and health in my soul. What the enemy has meant for evil, God is turning around even now. And I declare I have the mind of Christ. I'm quick and I'm bright and I'm sharp. I receive wholeness. Oh, come on, raise your hands and let's thank him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's working. He's working in the house today. He is working in this house today. He's bringing wholeness to your house. He's bringing celebre fahande, wholeness to your physical body. That which is broken, be whole. Backs, be whole. Knees, be whole. Pancreases, be whole. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Eyes, be whole. Hallelujah. We speak to migraines. We command them to be removed. And we declare wholeness in the name of Jesus in your sinus cavities. Wholeness from the crown of your head now to the soles of your feet. For you have come, Lord, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You have come to set the captives free. You have come to make us whole. And we receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And I speak a word of restoration over your finances. I speak a restoration over your finances. In the mighty name of Jesus, devil, we serve you. Notice, you take your hands off of our money. You take your hands off of our wealth. We bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I prophesy jobs, increases, and promotions. I prophesy unexpected income. I prophesy increase and prosperity over your minds, your bodies, and even your finances in Jesus' name. Wholeness, 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 wholeness in your relationships. Wholeness in your relationships. wholeness in your relationships, wholeness in the families, wholeness in your relationships, in the mighty name, in the name which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank God our peace has been purchased by the Prince of Peace. Amen. In John 14, 27, he wanted his disciples to get it, and you're one of his disciples. He said in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My own peace I give you, and I bequeath to you. It is not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. He has bequeathed this to us. Now, we don't use the term bequeath very often, but the word bequeath has to do with he has left us something in a will. And his word is his will. And in his will, the Prince of Peace left us peace. You know, if someone left you something in their living trust or in their will, maybe a car. How about you gals, a little jewelry? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Dogs are a man's best friend. But you know what? If you've been left something in a trust or in a will, I would venture to guess that you would be standing up and you would be coming forth to take that which has been left you. And if someone came along and said, no, no, that doesn't belong to you, that belongs to me, you say, get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so it is when the peace robbers come. I was listening to a message by Brenda the other day about the peace robbers. And she was talking about line cutters at Macy's and people that cut in line. And she said, you know, everyone was kind of rolling their eyes. But she said, excuse me? That's my Brenda. And that's why we love her. So there's line cutters out there. There's, you know, there's lane cutters. There's all sorts of peace robbers. But oh, thank God, we got the peace that passeth all understanding. And it's keeping our hearts, and it's mount guarding over our minds like a group of soldiers in a turbulent country. Amen. Who shall be the peace of God? The peace of God. It's keeping me. The peace of God has kept you this far. And the peace of God will keep you today. And the peace of God will take you all the way unto the shores of glory. So do not wait until you get there to enjoy peace. For I've already given you heaven's peace for earth's pressures. Claim it. Claim it. Declare it. I'm full of the peace of God. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm in the kingdom of God. And in this kingdom of God, there is no stress. There is no turmoil. In this kingdom, there's only righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Woo, glory to God. And so it says in the Passion, I leave the gift of peace with you. My peace. Not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. So do not yield or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. I got this from Brenda's message. Notice this phrase, this peace is not fragile. What does that mean? This peace that we have is not weak and shattering under pressure. But this peace that God has given you, it is strong and it is enduring. This peace keeps you and sustains you when the storms of life come. You know, you may be in a storm right now, but the storm doesn't have to be in you. There may be all sorts of winds around you, but it doesn't have to get in you. For you are the gatekeeper of your soul. You are the one who decides what you let in and what you don't let in. I will keep you, says the Lord, in perfect peace if you'll keep your mind stayed on me. If you'll just trust me. If you'll spend time in my word, the peace of God will saturate your very soul. And all around there may be storms, but on the inside there's peace like a river. There's joy like a fountain. For the Prince of Peace is in your life. Amen. How many of you received that today? Woo, glory to God. Now notice what Jesus said in John 16:33. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you might have perfect peace. Everyone say perfect peace. And confidence. In the world you'll have tribulation, distress, and trials, and frustration. But shed a tear. But call everyone to know about it. No, but be of good cheer. Here it is. Take courage. Be confident. This peace is not fragile. Be certain, undaunted. Why, Jesus? For I've overcome the world already. And do you love this? I've deprived it of its power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. Since he's deprived it of its power, my confession is, hallelujah, nothing shall by any means harm me. And that's my word over this congregation. Nothing, no thing at any time shall ever harm you. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. I plead the blood of Jesus over your lives. And you know it's a good thing to be pleading the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus over your automobiles. And that reminds me right now, this is a high traveling time. So right now we take authority over accidents. We bind up every principality and every power. We loose the ministering space angels of the Lord, not only around our automobiles, but our homes. Amen. And over our property. And on this property, in the name of Jesus, we declare no evil shall befall us. Neither shall any accident overtake us. In the name of Jesus. The other night, we drove into San Francisco to go to one of our favorite restaurants of all time. And how many of you know, Friday night rush hour in San Francisco can be challenging. So I didn't wait until I got on 880 to plead the blood of Jesus. I started pleading the blood of Jesus early that morning. Amen. The sense was, you know, Lord, we're going to be traveling today. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over our automobile. And everything went well. But then we got in San Francisco. Have you ever been in a situation where both of you are trying to get in the lane at the same time? So we're trying to get in a lane and they're trying to get in a lane and he honked. I said, thank you, Lord, for the blood. Hallelujah. Somebody said, did you go first? No, I let him go first. Thank God for the blood. Don't take these things. Take these things seriously. Take these things seriously. God's got you. But he requires your faith. And your confession to be applying the blood of the Lamb over your life. Amen? So in the world, he says, you're going to have tribulation. Now, tribulation, that word there means a pressing or pressure. And of course, it's designed to choke the word of God that God has so wonderfully placed in our hearts. But Jesus is our peace in the midst of pressure. I like that, don't you? So it's your choice. You can choose peace over pressure. In Philippians 4:6, let's read that together. Ready, read. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now notice this. The Amplified says, you don't need to pull it up. He says, do not fret or have any anxiety about what? Don't worry. Be happy, says the Lord. No, that wasn't the Lord. That was somebody. Be careful for nothing. In other words, we can choose to be carefree instead of careful. You can be careful for nothing or careful about everything. See, the enemy will see to it that he will try to get you upset about something every day. But what if you were, when that opportunity came, what if you were just to say, Lord, I roll that on you. I refuse to worry about that. I obey your word. I choose not to be anxious. I choose not to be worried about that. But instead of worrying, I'm going to pray. And you're going to ask the one who can do something about it, and you're going to petition him in prayer. And you will activate heaven's help on your behalf. Now, another key when worry and anxiety and stress comes is thank God for the ability to pray in the Spirit. To pray in the Holy Ghost. It's heaven's head bypass operation. Why? Because you're praying out of your inner man. And as you're praying out of your inner man, there comes an edification and there comes a building up. So we're not going to be careful about anything. But instead, we're going to pray. And then we're going to add thanksgiving to it. Amen? Now, what did Jesus say about the future? Here's a verse. Matthew 6:24. Let's read it together. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I like how the Amplified says it. First part says, so do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. Do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. Do not worry or be anxious about 2025. Do not worry about what you're going to wear tomorrow, what you're going to eat, or where you're going to live. You see, worrying about tomorrow will drain you of today's strength.
That's right.
I saw this many years ago, and I want to quote it to you. This is a powerful statement. This person said, worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength. Carrying 2 days at once. It's moving into tomorrow ahead of time. Worrying doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrow, but it empties today of its strength. Don't worry. God's got you. Cast your care on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. Because He loves you. And because His hand is upon you. And His hand is not upon you for evil, but His hand is upon you for good.
Yes, it is.
Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. It comes from above.
Yes.
Oh,
glory to God.
He cares for me.
Amen.
There's days when I do feel the pressure sometimes of finances and ministry. But I just remind myself, love loves me.
Yes.
God is love.
Yes.
And love loves Pastor Mark. And love loves Reggie.
Yeah.
And love loves Joe.
Yes.
Love loves you.
Yes.
Glory to God. It's certainly great to talk about how much we love the Father, but I think we need to ante up a little bit and start talking of how much the Father loves us.
Amen.
Jesus said, the Father Himself loves you. And in His love, there is peace. And in His love, there is provision. And in His love, there is a way for you. For love is your way maker. Glory to God. Amen. So why wouldn't He meet your need? Why wouldn't He provide for you a mate? Why wouldn't He get you a better job? Why wouldn't He send in several $1,000,000 into Heart of the Bay? Hey.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, but I'm so unworthy. In your flesh you are, but you're no longer in the flesh. You're in the Spirit. And now because you're in the Spirit, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. With rights and privileges as a son and daughter of the King.
Yes.
So rise up now and reign in this life, says the Lord. It's time to come up higher. It's come to go and it's time to soar into this new year.
Yes.
leaving the past behind, letting all fear go. Today is a new day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put your hand over your heart and say, it's a new season. So love loves us, doesn't he? So when you're carefree, guess what? It enables you to rest. How many of you know, if you can rest down here in your spirit, you can rest out here. Anybody ever gone on a real luxury vacation and when you got back, you had to rest? Because of all the activity. I'm all for vacations. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm even more so better for accommodating the presence of God and the peace of God, enabling me to rest in God. Say with me, rest for my soul. Rest for my body. Amen? So in closing today, I don't have a long word, but I've got a good word. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes this morning about how you can shut down worry. Shut it down. Number one, make sure that you take the doubts and take the thoughts and take the images that Satan brings to your mind and not entertain them. Don't think about that. Don't let those things in. He is the author of the worst case scenario. He'll never paint to you a bright picture. He will always show you the worst picture. And that's why we're instructed. This is not a good idea. This is an instruction from the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth. And if it belongs to the church at Corinth, it belongs to the church in the Bay Area. And here's what he said. Casting down imaginations. Cast down those thoughts. Send those imaginations and those thoughts back where they came from. Amen. They didn't come from God, because God will never discourage you. God will never bring the worst case scenario to you. He will always show you the end result according to the word of the Lord. Amen. So cast down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Now, in order for you to bring every thought to the obedience of Christ, you're going to have to know what the thoughts of God are. Yeah. Another way to say it is this: you'll have to know what the Word of God says. Otherwise, you will be futile trying to cast down imagination without the tools and the arsenal that God has given you. Yeah. One of the greatest weapons of your warfare is the Word of God. Amen. Jesus said, it is written. And he said, it is written. And he said, it is also written. We must know what is written. And we must go a step beyond knowing what is written. And we must say what is written. When Satan comes, you pull out the sword of the Spirit and you say, Mr. Devil, I cast you out. I cast you down. I refuse to think your thoughts. Here's what the Word of God says. God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Ooh, I'm not afraid, nor am I dismayed, for the Lord my God is with me. He's upholding me with the right hand of your righteousness. I take fear and I put it on the run. Yes. Amen. So close every door. Shut the door. Number two, create an atmosphere conducive for his presence and shout out all the distractions in anything and everything would try to intrude. There are intruders to your peace. There are peace robbers. But you're in control of your home. You can turn the television off. Or you can turn it onto YouTube and watch Heart of the Bay Live. Or watch Nancy Dufresne. Or watch some of these generals that God has raised up to impart truth into our spirits. You can listen to worship music in your home. Yes. Amen. Amen. Now, I know there's a lot of Christmas tunes out there. Simply having wonderful Christmas. Oh, that's all good. Jingle Bell Rock and all that. But Jingle Bell Rock ain't going to put the devil on the run for you. It's kind of a placebo, you know. Kind of makes you feel good, and then the bills start coming. You need to make sure that you live and you accommodate. And I like to say it like Bill says up in Bethel. He says, host the presence of God. You like that? Let us host the presence of God. I love Pastor Tom because he's a tremendous host. Hallelujah. We're hosting. Number three. Monitor your associations closely. Amen? Need I say any more? Just make sure. You don't want to be unfriendly and you don't want to be unkind, but you need to protect your spirit. That's what Proverbs 4:23 says. Keep thy spirit with all diligence, for out of it proceed the issues of life. So monitor your associations. Who are you in close fellowship with? Are they putting something into you or are they taking something out of you? Are they contributing to your faith or are they contributing to your fear? And not only people, but also what we're watching. We've got to monitor what we're watching. Don't associate with the spirit of this world, because the spirit of this world will eat you up and spit you out. You can control what you watch. You can control who you fellowship with. So, say it with me. I will monitor my associations very closely. Amen? And then number four, simply give the word first place. In other words, make God's word your final authority. In every circumstance of life, ask yourself, what does the word of God say? Say it with me. God's word is God speaking to me. You see, what worry is a form of meditating on the lies of the devil. And it takes up a lot of time. You know, it's just as easy for you to meditate on the truth as it is lies. We quoted this verse earlier, but let's look at it again. Isaiah 26:3. Notice this with me. Ready, read. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusts in me. Now listen to this statement. I love this. I think I got this from Creflo years ago. He said, the peace of God comes through spiritual mindedness. The peace of God comes through spiritual mindedness. Now that lines up with Romans 8:6. Romans 8:6 says, for to be carnally minded is what? But to be spiritually minded is life, and it is peace. So if we want to have life and peace, we must hook our minds up with our spirit according to the word of God so that we can be spiritually minded and not carnally minded. And last but not least, this word cast. How many of you know the Bible says casting all your care on him? But let's look at Psalm 55 in the Amplified Version. Are you getting anything out of it yet today? Somebody shout, I'm happy in the house. I'm living carefree. Psalm 55, verse 22. This is a great verse. He says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it. That's the opposite of holding on to it. And he will do what? He will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved. You're not going to slip. You're not going to fall. And you know what? You ain't going to fail. Glory to God. You will not fail. You will not fall. You will not slip if you will cast your burdens on the Lord. I love it. Another translation says this. Cast your burden on the Lord and he will support you. He will support you. If he's upholding the sun, the stars, and the moon by the word of his power, he can certainly uphold you and your family and your finances and your body and your soul. Say with me, he's sustaining me He is supporting me. The words support or sustain means to keep, to nourish, to feed, to provide, to guide, or to hold. I got a question for you this morning. Has he sustained you this far?
Yes.
Just think about all he's done for you. Just think about all he's brought you through already. Woo, glory to God. I look back in the 42 years we've been here. We've had Loma Prieta. We've had 9/11. We've had a recession in 2008. We had COVID. Oh, but thank God he sustained us this far. And if he has sustained us this far, he's going to take us all the way. He's going to take us all the way into the shores of glory. If we'll just trust him. If we'll not be weighed down by the weights of this world. But if we'll rise up and soar. That's going to preach on New Year's Eve. I got the word soar in my spirit. In closing, this is my prayer for you. And you may stand if you would be so kind. As Pastor Tom comes. This is our prayer. Hallelujah. Can we shout a little bit? Glory to God. This is my prayer. And this can be your prayer for your own life. I'm going to ask Brenda to come and stand with me if you would, sweetheart. Praise the Lord. You look so pretty today in your red outfit. Your new necklace. Woo. Hey, what are you doing for the rest of my life? Come on.
Celebrating.
We're going to celebrate.
Celebrate.
Yes. I love you, sweetheart. But this is the prayer.
Yeah.
It's in 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Just be ready to receive.
Amen.
Now may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace. The peace of his kingdom at all times and in all ways, under all circumstances and condition, whatever may come. May the Lord be with you all. In the name of Jesus. Pray a prayer over the people, honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm. Lord, we declare the scripture that we have just read over each and every person in the auditorium and under the sound of my voice.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the peace that passeth all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your measureless peace that abounds in all of our hearts,
yes,
our souls, our minds, our emotions.
Yes.
And Lord, we just speak a blessing upon each and every one of your precious,
yes,
people. May this be the best Christmas celebration,
yeah,
they've ever had with their family and their friends. And may it be you, Lord Jesus, at the center of all that we do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your great presence upholding,
yes,
and surrounding each and,
yes,
every one of us.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ha, ha, ha.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank
Glory
you, Lord.
To God.
Ha, ha, ha. Yes.
Glory to God.
Soto.
And
Glory strength.
To God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for your strength, that inner strength that comes as we fellowship with you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that even as we rejoice in you and your birth, that you came to redeem us. As we rejoice, may the joy of the Lord well up on the inside,
yes, uh-huh,
of all of us. And from that joy and that rejoicing, there shall come supernatural strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural.
Thank
strength.
You for it. Supernatural strength.
Uh-huh.
Supernatural peace.
Imbroco
shalabrande. Jesus' name.
Echilosa manite alabroco pastea. Encholoque desala compolo bratiche levene. So take time, says the Lord, to come aside.
Yes.
And in my word abide.
Mm-hmm.
And in my presence commune. Oh, for as you do, oh, you will see that you will come up higher to another degree. Another degree of glory. For it's my will, says the Lord, as you behold me, you become as I am, and you partake of all that I have provided. My plan, my will for you is glory to glory. So take time to come aside and in my word abide and in my presence commune, and you will see a great difference in your soul,
Thank you, Lord. A great difference in your attitude,
a great difference in those that are around you. Let's raise our hands and just commit to it.